Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Powerful Teaching Unleash the Science of Learning by Pooja K. Agarwal and Patrice M. Bain is a practical education book that translates cognitive science into classroom methods. Its central purpose is to help teachers improve durable learning, not merely short-term performance, by using strategies supported by research on memory, attention, Wolfe, and self-regulation. The book is best understood as a bridge between laboratory findings and everyday instruction. Agarwal brings expertise as a cognitive scientist, while Bain contributes the perspective of an experienced classroom teacher, giving the book both research credibility and practical orientation. Rather than proposing a complete curriculum or a new school model, it focuses on a small set of high-impact practices called power tools retrieval practice, spacing, interleaving, and feedback-driven metacognition. 2P, Noen, 2P. The book is written primarily for K-12 teachers, but its principles also apply to college instructors, tutors, parents, and students who want evidence-based approaches to learning. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, retrieval practice shifts teaching from input exposure to active recall. The core idea of powerful teaching is that learning improves when students actively bring knowledge to mind rather than only rereading, listening, highlighting, or reviewing notes. This process, called retrieval practice, is not presented as a testing gimmick, but as a learning event in itself. When learners attempt to recall information, they strengthen access to that knowledge and reveal what they do not yet understand. The book emphasizes that this can happen through quick, low-stakes prompts, short written responses, warm-up questions, brain dumps, or simple end-of-class reflections. The point is not to add more graded quizzes, but to make recall a normal part of instruction. A key distinction is that retrieval practice is broader than memorizing isolated facts. Agarwal and Bain argue that teachers can ask students to retrieve definitions, examples, explanations, connections, and applications. This matters because higher-order thinking depends on accessible knowledge. Students cannot analyze, compare, or transfer ideas effectively if relevant information is unavailable in memory. The book, therefore, reframes recall as a foundation for deeper learning rather than a lower-level activity to be avoided. Secondly, spacing and interleaving make learning less fluent but more durable. Powerful Teaching explains that students often mistake ease during study for real learning. Cramming, rereading, and practicing one kind of problem repeatedly can feel productive because performance improves quickly in the moment. The problem is that this fluency often fades. Spacing counters that illusion by distributing practice over time, forcing students to revisit material after some forgetting has occurred. That effortful recall helps make learning more durable. Interleaving adds a related challenge by mixing similar topics, concepts, or problem types instead of practicing them in separate blocks. This is especially useful when students must decide which strategy, category, or principle applies. For example, practicing only one type of math problem can train a procedure, but mixing problem types helps students learn how to choose among procedures. The book treats spacing and interleaving as practical design principles, not as complicated scheduling systems. Teachers can revisit last week's topic, mix older and newer content, or ask students to compare related ideas. The short-term result may feel harder, but the long-term result is better retention and more flexible use of knowledge. Thirdly, feedback-driven metacognition helps students judge learning more accurately. A major contribution of the book is its attention to metacognition, especially the gap between what students think they know and what they can actually retrieve or use. Students often rely on weak indicators of learning, such as familiarity, confidence after rereading, or the feeling that a lesson made sense. Powerful Teaching argues that feedback must help students calibrate those judgments. Retrieval activities create visible evidence of understanding, but feedback turns that evidence into improved self-awareness. This feedback does not need to be elaborate or time-consuming. It can involve checking answers, discussing common misconceptions, comparing responses, or asking students to revise their confidence judgments after seeing correct information. The important mechanism is that students learn to monitor their knowledge with better evidence. This shifts responsibility gradually toward the learner. Rather than depending only on the teacher to identify gaps, students begin to notice when they can explain an idea, when they only recognize it, and when they need more practice. In this sense, metacognition is not an abstract study skill. It is built into classroom routines that make learning visible. Fourthly, low-stakes routines make evidence-based teaching feasible in real classrooms. The book stands out because it repeatedly addresses a practical concern teachers already face: limited time, heavy curriculum demands, and grading burdens. Agarwal and Bain, therefore, present the power tools as small routines that can be embedded into existing instruction rather than as a separate program. retrieval practice can take 1 minute at the start of class, spacing can occur through a brief return to older material, and feedback can be handled through discussion or self-checking rather than formal marking. This feasibility matters because many education books describe strong principles, but leave teachers unsure how to implement them under classroom constraints. Powerful teaching also stresses low stakes. When retrieval is used only as graded testing, it can increase anxiety and narrow its purpose. When it is framed as practice, students can experience errors as information rather than failure. This changes classroom culture. Students see forgetting as normal, recall as improvable, and review as active rather than passive. The book's classroom orientation is especially visible in its concrete strategies, which are designed to work across subjects and grade levels without requiring new technology or extensive preparation. Lastly, the scientist-teacher partnership narrows the gap between research and practice. Powerful teaching is shaped by the collaboration between a cognitive scientist and a classroom teacher, and that partnership is central to the book's identity. Many books on learning science summarize research, while many teaching guides offer activities without a strong evidence base. This book attempts to do both, explain why the strategies work and show how teachers can use them in realistic settings. The research emphasis gives the book conceptual discipline. It focuses on a limited number of strategies with substantial support rather than a long list of fashionable techniques. The teacher perspective keeps the recommendations grounded in classroom realities, including time pressure, student anxiety, curriculum pacing, and the need for routines that do not create excessive grading. This combination also shapes the book's tone. It does not portray teachers as needing to abandon their craft. Instead, it suggests that many effective practices become stronger when aligned with how memory works. At the same time, the book's narrow focus is worth noting. It is not a full theory of education, classroom management, assessment policy, or curriculum design. Its strength lies in improving learning processes within whatever educational context a teacher already occupies. In conclusion, powerful teaching is especially useful for teachers, instructional coaches, school leaders, college instructors, tutors, and parents who want learning strategies that are both research-based and manageable. Readers looking for a broad philosophy of education may find its scope deliberately limited, but that focus is also its advantage. The book concentrates on mechanisms that directly affect retention, transfer, and student self-monitoring, retrieving knowledge, revisiting it over time, mixing related material, and using feedback to judge understanding. Its practical benefit is that educators can adopt many of its methods without redesigning a course or adding substantial grading. Its intellectual benefit is that it clarifies why some common study habits feel effective while producing weak long-term results. Compared with similar books in the science of learning category, Powerful Teaching stands out for its classroom translation. It is less theoretical than a cognitive psychology text and more research-grounded than many collections of teaching tips. The collaboration between Agarwal and Bain gives it a distinctive balanced scientific explanation paired with implementation details that acknowledge actual teaching conditions. For educators who want a concise, usable entry point into learning science, it offers a strong framework for making everyday instruction more durable, active, and evidence-informed. If you would like to support Poojak Agarwal, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around!